Republican Representative Larry Yarborough first filed Bill 56 in February. It doesn't include any funding for Cooper's $2.6 million request for perpetual monitoring for Gen X, the restoration of 16 regular positions to the Department of Environmental Quality, and the formation of a water safety unit at the Department of Health and Human Services. District 2 Representative Yarborough is from Person and Granville counties above Durham.
I am surprised, somewhat, but on the other hand, not much of what happens over there comes as too big a surprise. I thought it was an excellent initial use of some funds.
Environmental groups support Cooper's veto. Dana Sargent is with Clean Cape Fear.
Clean Cape Fear agrees with that. The bill is a dangerous environmental bill overall. It repeals the very successful plastic bag ban. It takes away from safety measures for river riparian buffers. The Gen X funding was tacked on to this bill, which had been sitting around for quite some time. At the last minute, they added this Gen X funding, and we don't agree with that. If the legislature was serious about the Gen X issue, they would have created a separate bill. They would have asked for that funding. They would have, in our opinion, included funding for DEQ and DHHS.
Yarborough says he will look to override the veto when the General Assembly gets back to work on October 4th. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.